Jason Dick and friends, it's time for headlines. We misinterpret the news so you don't have to. Headlines brought to you by Kalahari Resorts. I'll see you on Sunday, Kalahari. Will you reserve the captain's table for me? Oh, speaking of captains, there's my guy, CJ Morgan, the captain, sitting in the Ann Friend chair today, 2 to 7, weekdays on 101X. What's up, buddy? How are you?
Not a lot. Am I the first Ann Friend to show up a half hour late?
I wasn't even going to point it out. I was just going to roll with the thing, but yes, you are the first late Ann Friend.
Okay, yeah, so I failed my audition. I wish I had a cool story other than I just didn't set an alarm, but hey, thanks for calling me.
Did you do anything
that's fine.
Cool last night at least, or...
Oh, yeah, man, I watched Rick and Morty until I fell asleep.
That's good. No, I am envious. I've always been envious of the afternoon drive lifestyle because, I would have to have lots of substances in me to oversleep like that because I just wake up in a panic. I currently will wake up at 2:45 a.m. and go, what the...
Oh, yeah, I usually
still
do.
Got 2 hours.
Like, remember how you would text me sometimes early in the morning? And I'd text right back.
Yeah,
because it's because I wake up every 15 minutes before my alarm.
No, not
today, man.
That's not good. That's fine.
That's my vacation. Yeah. Is just turning off my alarms. Like, I don't need to go anywhere. I don't need to do anything cool. Just be able to turn off my phone alarms and just wake up naturally. Oh,
right. All new.
Oh.
CJ was our first Ann Friend, I believe, and is back again. How you been? Who cares? Whatever. Is your fiance ask about me?
Yeah, she's like, damn, man, I screwed up.
All right. Plenty more fun to come, including Justin Furstenfeld tickets coming up in just a moment. Hold on for that. But now, an all-adorable dogs and cats edition of news. If I told you there's a heavy metal cat band, is that something you'd be interested in?
Mm-hmm.
Katera is the name of the band. Nick, you obviously know that is a play on...
Panthera.
Pantera. Pantera. Cantera is a band of apparently all cats, and they just dropped their first single, Hunger of the Beast, which you know is a reference to...
Hungry Like the Wolf?
It's not a Duran.
Number of the Beast is a Maiden song. You know Number of the Beast?
7?
No. Oh my God.
12?
It's basically just some guy who recorded his cats meowing. Are they begging for food? I don't know. Making noise, and then he sets it to some metal. Here you go. The Hunger of the Beast.
A couple weeks ago.
Oh, we fixed that guy. We're a Gin Blossom station now. Mm-hmm. But yeah. What's disappointing, Nick? What's your problem?
Just when I saw this news story, this headline, I was like, hell yes, this is just the kind of stupid S that I'm into that I'm going to love.
Right.
Is cat metal songs with cat. And just this, that's all it is. It's just. He records his cats going, row.
It's just meowing. There's nothing creative about it. Those cats aren't playing the guitar.
Sweet heaviness, though. I wonder, did he play that or is that stolen from somewhere?
I'm sure that's just generic metal music, but like I understand it's hard to get cats to perform in the recording studio.
Uh-huh.
But just you got to put in the time.
That's what
put in the time.
The stuff on the walls.
Yeah,
that's what being a great producer is about. Is all right to
find the hours,
finding getting the best out of your session players there.
Look. Sometimes it takes 40 takes.
I know that was supposed to be metal, but it sounded kind of pussy to me.
Now I realize you're doing a jive. My bad. I was like, hang on, is that? I thought that was pretty heavy, and then I'm like, oh, okay, I see what he did.
I'm glad we woke you up for that, CJ.
That was good. It's for a good cause. 100% of the sales. Yes, you can buy Hunger of the Beast on Bandcamp.com for $1. And 100% of the sales go to a nonprofit cat rescue in Brooklyn, Whiskers a Go Go. Okay, everybody's got jokes. Everybody's got the things.
I also definitely want an adorable cat music video where they're just like crawling over some guitars and drum sets and things.
Yeah.
And they're wearing, you know, spiked collars and leather.
Keyboard Cat is the number one cat, musical cat, right?
of all time.
Yeah, wasn't there?
It's hard to beat Keyboard Cat.
Nyan Cat, is that musical?
Keyboard Cat's how I accidentally spoiled Game of Thrones. So I'll say, yeah, there was an episode where they spliced in like stuff that had happened that I hadn't watched yet with the episode called The Red Wedding,
mm-hmm.
And it was all Keyboard Cat, and then like the stuff happening. So it's like, ha, 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 oh, my favorite character gets stabbed.
Oh yeah.
It was,
wait, that was your favorite character?
Yeah, man.
Right. The pregnant one?
No, yeah. Rob Stark.
I don't know any Game of Thrones things, but I know the Red Wedding, doesn't that, spoiler alert, pregnant lady takes one right to the
stabbed
several
in the
other
tum.
People as well, yeah. Yeah.
But, yeah, what's his name? Is it Rob Snow?
Rob Stark.
No.
Rob Stark.
Yeah,
Rob,
yeah.
There's no Rob Snow?
Yeah,
it's Jon Snow.
Jon Snow was the bastard.
Rob Riggle?
Yes. Nailed it. House of Riggle.
But he comes back to life, right? See, this show that you guys
John
know.
Jon Snow comes back to
life. Yeah, Jon
Snow. Rob Stark does not. Now, in the books, Lady Catelyn does, but in the...
She's like,
oh,
zombie.
My God, I don't care!
Yeah,
Lady Stoneheart.
Okay.
Left that one out.
Right.
Big mistake.
You say so.
Finish your books.
Cats, boo. Dogs, yay. If I told you there's a company that wants to pay you just to look at dog pictures, that is something you'd be interested in, right?
Yeah.
A dog food company. Wow. Pro Dog Raw. That's my favorite position.
Yeah, man.
How can you name your pro dog? Okay. They are.
How many times have you almost gone to that website?
Never, but now that I know it's a thing.
Can we even say that on air?
Pro Dog Raw is recruiting 10 dog lovers just to look at pictures of dogs. It's part of their study on whether or not dogs on social media alleviate people's stress. You could skip the study.
Yeah.
Isn't that a thing?
Yeah, absolutely.
People, it's like, hey, bad day, send me dog pictures. That I see that tweet all the time.
I remember when I would just be angry that people just post pictures of their food and animals, and now it's like, yeah. go back, please. I miss the good old days of just
right.
food and animals instead of all this crap.
Mm-hmm. Now it's like, I'm off food and animals. Here's the link to a racist story.
Yeah.
Or at least if you're going to do the racist stories, like, give me a MAGA dog, okay? Put some cute little animals in there spreading your hate.
Yeah. I guess it's just a one-day study, but they're going to put a heart rate monitor on you. Say, go about your normal daily activities. Is it Pro Dog Raw Hour? Sorry, took it too far. Go about your normal activities, but every hour you take a break to look at dog pictures, and then they're going to use the heart rate monitor info to say, hey, did that cool you off, calm you down a little bit? They say you have to have a desk-based job, no manual work if you want to do this job. $27 an hour is what they're going to pay you just to look at dog pictures for a little while.
I'm in.
So Google Pro Dog Raw and go apply if you want. Be careful.
Don't do it at work with
those Googles, man. Justin Furstenfeld, Blue October tickets on the other side of this break.
Back to Jason, Dick, and Friends. 101X.
101X, Jason, Dick, and Friends. CJ with us this morning. CJ, I assume you heard the big news.
Bumbleina's
moving in with me.
Yeah, I'm gonna be honest, kind of anticlimactic, because I thought it was like the big news, and I was like, oh, no way, he did it! And then I read, and I was like, oh. I guess that's the next step.
My big news is not big enough for you?
I mean, it's big news. It's huge. I was just expecting it to be...
The size of your news doesn't matter. It's how you use it, okay?
And you used it very well, because it did garner a lot of interest. I mean, I clicked.
Okay. Yeah,
I clicked. You got me to click.
I think it's also the average layperson may not understand how much Jason has been resisting this move.
Yeah. Like, no, I get it.
That's not correct.
Also, just for clarity, CJ, when you say it wasn't the big news, do you mean putting a ring on it or breakup?
Yeah. Oh.
Oh, no.
Why would you think that?
I meant either like putting a ring on it or pregnancy. Those were the two things I was expecting right away. And I was like, oh, and wow. I mean, it's big news.
Yeah. We're going to circle back to this later, because CJ's fianced. You live with your girl, right?
Yeah.
I need your advice. Like, how do you deal with our kid? How do you?
Oh, man. He's how old? He's right at that age where he's like wild, right? Like, nice. he's feral.
He's going to be 13 on Tuesday.
Oh, man. Okay. Don't let him get a hold of any of your socks or wash rags.
Oh, no.
Tip number one.
I was going to say, just turn off the password protect on your internet. The adult, whatever. He'll be fine.
Kids will find a way.
Especially if he's not dehydrated.
Yeah. we'll talk about that later on this morning. But right now, it's the moment you've been waiting for. Justin Furstenfeld of Blue October is doing a show, Whitewater Amphitheater, April 23rd. We have a four-person table to give away. 512-835-1015 is the number. 512-835-1015. This is an adventurous move. Presumptuous, if you ask me. We're going to play a new game, Nick?
Yes.
What are we doing?
Right now, tentative title is 8 second 8-bit or 8-bit 8 second. It's a music game.
All right. Me versus CJ?
Yeah.
Me versus CJ music game is coming up in just a second. Good luck on the phone.
Back to Jason, Dick, and Friends.
101X. All right. Jason, Dick, and friends, CJ with us today, and we have Justin Furstenfeld, Blue October, doing a show, Whitewater Amphitheater, April 23rd. We have tickets, a four-person table available when we play a brand-new Nicholas Hajda joint, 8-bit, 8 seconds.
8-second, 8-bit.
8-second, 8-bit.
Or 8 seconds of 8-bit? I don't know. Then we get to the $7 with the Hoobastank.
8 seconds is like a rodeo thing, you know?
Yeah.
Remember that was a... That movie with
8 seconds.
Dylan from 90210.
Mm-hmm. Luke Perry.
Yeah. That's the thing, right? But work in a rodeo angle to it. That'd be fun. Right. CJ, as I understand it, Nick is going
to
play us 8 seconds of a song, but it's the 8-bit version. So all lo-fi. Yes.
That sounds fun.
Lo-fi'd out.
I like that. This
is the music of my youth. Is all the Nintendos with your bleeps and your blorps, Mega Man, Woodman stage? Hell yeah,
I don't think that's the music of your youth at all, but okay. There was some debate as to whether or not we were going to play this buzz-in style, but I think we're just going to play the 8 seconds, and then me and you, CJ, we're going to try and guess.
Write down what that is.
We do 1 point for the title, 1 point for the artist.
Let's try it, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I believe in you guys.
Let's workshop this on the fly. Good thinking. And we're each playing on behalf of a listener. Kelly, who called first, chose Team Jason. Josh, CJ is playing for you. I don't know if that was the right choice or not, Kelly.
Sorry, Josh.
Against most types, I would have an advantage. But CJ is a professional radio DJ as well.
But remember, I clam up when it comes to trivia matters.
Yeah. Well, don't worry, Jason's reeling because he has microwave concerns.
Man, I do have a. You got any magnetrons just laying around the house, CJ?
No, I keep my microwave in the garage.
I've got a Starscream. That helps.
Yeah, is that true? You keep your microwave in the garage?
The spare one, at least.
Microwave? Yeah. Who does this guy think he is?
Hey, I'm afternoon stuff,
also,
baby.
Am I just bringing it up to throw Jason off his game right before the game?
Why are you trying to mess with me, man?
No.
He's got garage microwave money over here. Okay, here we go. So I'm going to play the clip, and then we're going to guess the thing?
Yep.
All right, here we go. Number one, 8 seconds and 8 bits. Aha! 8 seconds is too long. That's the problem. It messes up the 8-bit part. But I was like, I got no idea until it got to the one part. And then I was like, I got the idea. I got you. Do you got it, CJ?
I do not.
Oh.
I got a guess.
Should we hear it again? Do we play it again for the people playing along at home?
Sure.
Is that fun?
See, that's why I think that it's going to be a buzz-in game, because like it reaches a point where you're
going to recognize it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I recognize that, but I just...
But then, again, you're not getting your 8 seconds in. That's the whole thing problem.
Like, don't let a good... Yeah. The game, we're in a good title.
You have an answer over there, CJ?
I just wrote Hoobastank because y'all been talking about it all morning.
Not all morning, CJ.
Well, that's bad because I'm going to jump out to a lead because I'm pretty positive that is NSYNC's Bye, Bye, Bye.
Yeah, the last part.
My friend Kyle once did that song at karaoke.
That's ambitious.
Ambitious. Not only did he crush it, but he knew the dance moves that went with it.
Oh man, that's impressive. Yeah. Someone went home with someone that night.
This is a guy who I have. He's in my band. Mm-hmm. We were former business partners together. I guess still currently, with not all of our investments have totally failed. You
I was
going
to say, can you be considered in business when you're out of investing money?
I was arguably one of the best men in his wedding, and I've never been more proud of him than the night that I watched him do NSYNC's Bye Bye Bye. I was like, this is unbelievable. I was like, Kyle, how did you nail that? How did you have that in you?
Dude, I've always, since like Napoleon Dynamite came out, I'm like, I should learn one just like really random dance that he does that I could just bust out.
Yeah, and just use that.
Yeah, NSYNC would be a good one.
My last karaoke adventure at Common Interest almost got my ass kicked, but that's another story for another day.
Ass kicked.
I'll explain. Okay.
Put that on the back burner. Yeah. We'll get to that. All right, I'm up 2-0. Here's song number 8 seconds of 8-bit number 2. CJ is writing.
Makes me think. Bobbing
his
head.
He knows. I don't know. Okay, I'm going to play it again for myself here.
Man, I've never done mushrooms, but my ultimate trip would just be that if everything was just pixelated, if that's what it did to my life.
It does. Yeah.
Well, it's awesome.
Mushrooms are a little more swirly. LSD is a little more pixelated.
Oh,
if you want to see the grids and
see, I had a friend in high school, and he took LSD in Spanish class, and his leg melted, and so that's always scared me away from it.
Yeah, that's also like, why would you do it in school? Don't do it in a stressful place.
I think it was a sub day. I think we were watching Casper and Espanol.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
This is annoying because I kind of recognize the melody there, but I don't. I said Hoobastank the Reason.
That's gonna come up, and we're not gonna put that. I just wrote Third Eye Blind. I have nothing here.
All right, Third Eye Blind. I have no idea.
Hanson, that makes so much sense now.
Are these all boy band songs from
a theme game. Probably a theme guy to you. Yeah,
that at least helps, because before I was still thinking in genre. I'm like, all right, this is about to be Green Day or something.
Right,
but that's
right,
too.
Right. Nick, you told me you don't 8-bitify these yourself. That somebody internet has already. What do you mean you wish? You couldn't.
If I knew how to 8-bit things.
Well, I think
that would be my job.
You got to like replay it, right? You can't put it through a filter.
You can put it through filters, but it's not the same. It's not even close to the same.
Okay. It's 2-0 still. Going to the third one. Here we go. All right. I got it.
See, what's fun for me is trying to figure out what style of like video game that is. Like, that feels Castlevania.
That does.
Yeah.
Castlevania. Yeah, I kind of know that one. Here, I got it, but I'll play it again for you. The kids at home.
Like, you're setting out, you're at the foothills, you're whipping candles for hearts.
Just writing down the correct answer. Hold on.
Okay.
All right, TJ, you ready?
Yes.
The correct answer is Britney Spears. That song is called Baby One More Time.
Hashtag Britney Spears. Hashtag Free Britney Spears. I still believe Hit Me Baby One More Time.
Okay.
All right.
Is it?
It is Britney, Baby One More Time.
Been freed? Did the documentary work? What happened?
It's helping.
Is she all right?
It made her cry. She said she was presented in a weird light, but it also made her very sad.
Yeah. And now an unerrable moment of misogyny.
Oh, God.
So we watched that documentary, and we all realized what jerks, slut shamers we were back in the day.
Yes.
But what do you... When you
ask these people?
You got a teenage girl just running around there in a school girl outfit. That's what she was going for, right?
Uh-huh.
Like, what is the point?
Well, now you pay penance.
You ask me to have this this reaction, right? This is the reaction that you wanted.
And you're the liberal guy on your sports show?
one. Tell me how I'm wrong. In the okay, I have 4 points. CJ now with 2 points. Is that right?
Yes.
Still anybody's game. Going to the fourth one. I got you.
See, that was the adaptation of Disney's Aladdin when you're going on the magic carpet ride.
Okay. Here, you want to hear it again? It's kind of...
Trying to collect all the lamps so you can get to earn a genie's wish. Turn you into a prince.
All right. I got the hash browns coming over. CJ, how we feel, buddy?
I think I got this. I'm struggling with the name of the band.
Okay.
But is it All for One, I Swear?
That is what I have as well. All hyphen number four.
Number
hyphen
four, yeah, same.
One written out.
Yes.
I Swear, I believe, is what that one is, right?
And I swear.
Great dance. Let's do it. How old are you, CJ?
I think I'm like a year younger than you. 39?
Okay. I am just
same.
I'm 39 as well. Yeah.
Youngest
were
one in the room.
Eighth grade.
37.
Same time. Because, yeah, man, that eighth grade dance, that was.
You remember that song Next Too Close that was like similar and it was just about dancing with a boner?
No.
I love that the word boner still makes every dude laugh.
Yeah. That was the closest that we had to getting it on back in the day.
Yeah,
an eighth grade dance, get it on, man. I mean, other than I would getting it on.
Yeah.
Okay.
You gotta leave room for the Lord.
See, that's what maybe it was just I grew up on the wrong side of the track. CD Folks Middle School represent. There were plenty of teachers there. They didn't say anything, okay? We were full on slow dancing, pulling on the stuff, touching the thing, freak boom, all of that stuff. Nobody, they're just like, whatever, man. I'm making overtime. You guys do whatever you want.
It depended on the teacher.
I got a flask. I'm going to the bathroom.
I'm from Amarillo. You leave room for the Holy Spirit.
They don't mess around with that in Amarillo?
Kind of.
Do you guys have any husband, wife, teacher chaperones at Charles Dances?
Nah.
I think we had a couple of those
so.
In Gerald.
I mean,
that's extra, like, because then they start dancing.
And they sneak away.
Yeah.
All right. It's 6-4 going to the final. 8 second, 8-bit. Here we go. Anything can happen on the last one. Oof. Mm-hmm.
Oof. I really want to get this right and Jason get it wrong so we end up in a tie.
I'm prepared.
He has Nick has a tie.
Never mind.
We're going to do it. No, get it right because I think I'm going to get it wrong. Here, one more time.
See, that's a DuckTales vibe. That's a DuckTales vibe if I ever heard it.
DuckTales vibe.
Oh, yeah.
He says.
You don't know about nothing about NES DuckTales?
No.
Oh. Found out just a couple of weeks ago that they remade that game a couple of years ago. I was like, how the hell did I miss this? DuckTales, one of the best Nintendo games of all time. Uncle Scrooge getting that moon cheese.
Okay. I have scribbled down the correct response, maybe. CJ, do you have an answer? What's the
in honor
you
of
got the money over there?
Aqua Teen Hunger Force. I'm just gonna guess Backstreet Boys, and I put Smeary Lapdap as the name of the song.
Excuse me,
Smeary Lapdap.
Okay,
sounds legit.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you're doing all teeny bop, some sort of thing. So I said LFO with their hit Chinese Food Makes Me Sick. Summer Girls, is that the name of that song?
Yeah.
I don't, what is this?
I don't care who you are.
Backstreet Boys. As long as you love me.
As long as you love me.
Well, CJ, well played, gets a point there.
Too late in the game.
Dude, I looked for LFO.
Sorry.
This is how we do it.
Out of the game plan.
I looked for LFO, Summer Girl, specifically to cap this one off.
Yeah.
Hasn't been 8-bitted yet.
What are we doing? What are we doing, 8-bit artist of the world? What are you waiting on, man? Congratulations, Kelly. You're going to go see Justin First of Hell, the Blue October. Josh, we have a prize for you as well. Why'd you pick that Backstreet Boys song? I want it that way. Backstreet's back.
That's my favorite.
Get out of here.
Back to Jason, Dick, and Friends, 101X.
Your chance to win that.
X Sports.
My man, the captain, CJ Morgan, listen to 7 on 101X, is joining us in an and friend capacity today. And another friend joins us every Friday, a real sportscaster from Fox 7, the double DLP, Dennis De La Pena. Dennis, good morning. What's up, my man?
Man, I am busy printing Burn Orange Fear the Beard t-shirts as we speak.
Get it on, man. Get it on. CJ, Dennis, do y'all know each other? This is my friend CJ, Dennis.
So, what's up, CJ?
Hey, Dennis, how are you, man?
Jason's is a friend of mine.
I don't know if you know this, but I worked at KAMR in Amarillo, Texas at the tail end of you working there back in the day. Yeah.
You got to be kidding me.
Yeah, it's
an Amarillo misconnection that way.
Yeah, man. So I think it was, again, it was at the tail end of you working there, but I was an intern and then a video editor and then an overall goofball until I got myself fired in my junior college years.
Oh.
I would say, Dennis, he was the one that always was sending company-wide emails. He was that intern.
I used to wait till everyone left work at night, and I would go play with the green screen and upload videos online before you could upload videos online.
I love it. I love it. Hey, you know the cliche. They say you haven't been in TV until you've been fired in Amarillo, right?
Okay. Good. I guess that makes me a professional.
Get it on, man. Fear the Beard. I didn't think about that. I mean, it was Chris Beard Day yesterday, as I called it. Chris Beard, the new Longhorn basketball coach. Fear the Beard is fun. How about we stumbled upon this one yesterday afternoon, Dennis. All gas, no bricks.
Okay.
Because the thing.
I like yours better.
Okay, I like it.
Let me change the printing here, the printing machine. I need to make those two.
Well, here's the question. Does Chris Beard have a beard?
Yes.
Okay.
What do you mean, here's the question?
Dude. Well, I've seen lots of pictures. That's the first thing I Googled when I was like, "What? Who is this Chris Beard guy?" when I heard about it the other day. And there's several pictures where he has a beard. I'm like, cool, good job. And there's several where he doesn't. Where
there's sometimes beardless, but yeah, current.
The picture that the Longhorns tweeted out saying, welcome to the 40 acres. I think he was beardless. And I'm just like, come on, man.
I know your
name.
I believe currently beard.
Hey, he was beardless when he was a manager under Tom Penders. So, you know, facial hair changes.
Dennis, I've been working on this for 2 years. So when he took Texas Tech to the championship game, and I learned then, I was like, wait, this guy went to Texas? What are we doing here? Go snatch him from Lubbock now. We just missed the tournament. But they're like, no. 2 more years of Shaka, then we'll go get Chris Beard. But for those uninitiated, what is Texas getting with a Chris Beard hire?
Yeah, well, they're going to get a really well-coached team. They're getting a proven winner. Like you said, I mean, a national championship, and he preceded that with an Elite Eight shot at a place where, I mean, Texas Tech wasn't used to that. He took them to the highest heights for that program, and he did it in really short order. And he does it with a combination of, I mean, his offense moves pretty well, and his defense plays tenaciously. And, I mean, what more do you want? So, yeah, it's a really, on its face, it's a really good hire, and you know, we were discussing it yesterday. The thing, as much as I loved the Shaka hire 6 years ago, and I think it was 6 years to the day at this point.
Wow.
You know, it's just that was more of a candle burning really bright, but as far as just been there, done that at the highest level in a Power Five conference, that's what Chris Beard is bringing you.
The people of Lubbock, I understand, are very upset. Kirby Holcutt, the athletic director there, he immediately went and said, when that team comes to Lubbock, we're gonna pack our arena that's named after a supermarket. Where the place is going to be packed.
The Piggly Wiggly Dome?
I don't know what it's called. But, I guess I was surprised to see. I understand you're losing your coach. But look. No, your place, Texas Tech. Well, you thought you were going to keep one of the best coaches in college basketball forever? That's not how it works, right?
Yeah, and it's weird. And I'm really curious to ask Beard today because he's having his press conference here in about an hour. But there was, and it just depends on what you want to believe, but there was a big faction that thought he's got everything he wants and likes in Lubbock. going into this. So
Dirt.
I don't think it was as far-fetched as we would think, and I think that's why it stung Kirby Hocutt even more, because I think, in a way, he thought he was keeping his big fish.
But, I mean, he did tell them, there's no amount of money that will keep me in Lubbock.
You still have to drive an hour outside of town to buy a beer. Like, who wants to live in Lubbock?
I've never been to Lubbock, Texas, actually. You two Amarillo gentlemen, though, I would imagine.
Yeah, we hate Lubbock. Lubbock drinks Amarillo's recycled water. True story.
Is that true?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Nice.
All right. Good. All right. We have, I guess, three college basketball games left. The Final Four is tomorrow. I have Gonzaga in my bracket, Dennis. I don't know.
Same.
Do you think that one of these teams, Baylor's looked pretty good. Can somebody beat the Zags? And if they go undefeated and win the national championship, people are talking about them being one of the greatest teams, if not the greatest team of all time. That can't be true. Gonzaga can't be the greatest team of all time.
No, I think the era is different. Too much talent leaves. Oh my gosh, that UNLV team with Larry Johnson. Come on, that was a pro team. So
I think it's some sort of analytics nerd. Ken Palm says that offensive efficiency, nobody's ever done it this good. Something like that.
All right. Well, if we can round up Grandmama and get Stacey Ogman and get the boys together, I'll put my money on the Reps. The Zags, I think, can be beat. And that just, to me, shows you why this isn't even a conversation. I think if Baylor takes their A game and is hot, because, man, they can scorch from the arc, we got a really good chance to see Baylor as a national champ.
Which I would be very happy for the good people of Waco to finally get that national championship in the men's games. They were racking them up on the other side. Dennis, what's on Fox this weekend, man?
Well, it's that rare weekend. It's Easter Sunday, so NASCAR's not running.
Oh.
So no NASCAR yell. And so we actually have nothing. We have Masked Singer and Game of Talents. In prime time.
Wow.
That's kind of like sports, right?
I think you and CJ should get on the green screen and reminisce about old Amarillo days. Can we get that on?
No doubt.
There's a reason we're here.
The 5-7 studio after hours. Yeah, we'll go nuts, buddy.
Yes.
Well, thank you, Dennis. Always a pleasure, man. You have a good weekend, and we'll talk again next week. All right, man?
You too, guys.
See you, man.
It's Jason, Dick, and Friends on 101X. 101X.